For Lance Armstrong, another triumph in the world's toughest cycle race would mean everything. For the man who successfully overcame cancer, it would be an opportunity to join an elite group of riders who won the Tour on more than one occasion. Last year, there were those who sought to devalue his achievement. So this time around, the taste of victory is a good deal sweeter. Armstrong confirmed Sunday what had been inevitable for some days. The American devouring the remaining 160 kilometres of the Tour across Parisian streets to ease home 6 minutes, 2 seconds clear of nearest rival Jan Ullrich. Thousands gathered on the Champs-Élysées, which took on a distinctly American feel in tribute to the Texan, all united in their admiration for a man who defied all the odds to survive the cancer many thought he'd never beat.
The guy's a superhero. There was an article a couple of days ago in the International Herald Tribune that said he's up in the same class as Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods, and I fully agree with that. I mean, the guy's phenomenal.
This is a man who suffered tremendously, and he comes back, he wins the incredible Tour de France, which is one of the most difficult races in the world, athletically one of the most difficult races, and he's going to do it again.
American can be proud of him. He's an example.
2 years in a row tells you he's got the stamina, he's got the support of the American people, he's got the determination, and he's trained for the race of his life. It's not a fluke. He beat cancer, and now he's beat Tour de France twice.
Supporters from all over joined in to savor the carnival atmosphere despite the stifling heat. Those who'd gathered in Paris for the Tour's climax were rewarded by the sight of the 28-year-old doing enough to secure another title. After a victory last year that was tainted by accusations he'd beaten a scandal-depleted lineup, Armstrong felt he still had something to prove.
It's a continuous story. I mean, to win one time is nice, but to continue to survive the illness and to continue to be successful is...